Hello. How is everyone doing? My internet went and died again. One of these days we'll have a time without internet problems. Anyways, I haven't even poured my coffee yet. Let me go and do that real quick. Easier I don't know if that came through or not. I'm looking at my browser, right? Or not my browser, my Windows settings at the moment. And it says we're connected to the internet. All the times, right? So I'm looking at the chat through my phone right now. Loud and crunchy. I could hear it. Okay, that's good. That's good. You can still listen to Twitter Space with that. Yeah, go for it. I just. Oh my God. So, I didn't actually have anything planned for this. This morning is not here. I was hoping to just. I was hoping to just chat for a little bit, but crunchy coffee ASMR. Of all the times, like I just went live, and then the moment I went live, it just died. I'm hoping that it fixes itself by this evening, because Haka's birthday, and I don't want to be there for that, but I'll do my best to try to be there, hopefully. Internet's everywhere is having issues. Yeah, it's been weird. It's been weird. Let me see if I can, no, nothing's working. Absolutely nothing's working. Nothing's loading for me right now. The space is recorded, right? Yeah, I remember to hit the little switch thing there. So one thing that I wanted to mention is that I think I've been streaming a little bit too much recently. I like ending up going back into the same problem that I have previously with having just way too much to stream. Not enough time to stream it. So, you've been streaming a lot. I know that's the thing. I think next week will probably be the last one. I'm going to do my best to power through all of the games. I'm going to finish Dread Out 2. Easter Star, Quaidie, welcome to the Quaidie. Thank you for joining. Gonna go in on Tuesday. We're gonna finish Dread Out 2. On Wednesday, we're going to finish A Space for the Unbound. And on Thursday, we're going to finish Resident Evil 4. And I'm gonna stream as long as I need to in order to finish every single one of those games, because now they have been taking 5 weeks. They've taken their those three games have been like half of my career so far. So I really need to get them over with, but they're just such long, chunky games that it's been taking forever. So we're gonna get rid of those. So next week, I don't care how tired I am, even if I fall asleep in the middle of stream, we're gonna go finish those, because we really need to get new games into the schedule. But yeah, so that's the plan. Please bear with me one more time. We're gonna try to do a finale for all three in a single go. And I think what I want to do is I just like for the next month afterwards, I want to do nothing but indie games, just like short one-offs and one-shots. They're like Seems that you could finish in like 3 hours. I just want to do a huge medley of shorter indie games. I just need to keep getting more recommendations and more game permission requests sent into ManaChat. Amitatsu, thank you for giving the membership upgrade. But thank you for working so hard just since debut, providing us so much content. Of course, and happy birthday. Happy birthday. Congratulations on surviving yet another year around the sun. Hope this year is good for you. Yeah, so I want to go do a lot more indie games. I'm gonna go file away a whole bunch of stuff. Chad, by the way, when is like Golden Week? I forget what it is. My chat kept telling me about Golden Week. But I don't know why, I just keep forgetting. I keep forgetting, but like I know my chat's not gonna be working during Golden Week, so I need to figure out a way to get all my like work put in and cleared and all the those recommendations and stuff. Sounds like a plan. I'll leave enough of those. That's what I hope so too. April 29th to May 5th. Oh my god. Oh my god, it's a good week for that. I need to put in all of my game request permissions in. Oh gosh. Yeah, to do that weekend. Oh yeah, speaking of weekends, something that I wanted to do was try to do like longer streams over the weekends. So I don't know when that's gonna happen. I may push a couple of streams a little bit earlier, starting Sunday, I think. So this Saturday for members, there is a scary movie watch along. I would check which movie is currently winning in the poll, but I can't do that right now because I'll have to tap away from the chat because they're both in the same YouTube now. So Saturday we have a horror movie watch along, whichever is winning, and then Minecraft right afterwards for people who want to chill and not be too spooked with the scary. And then starting Sunday, I want to try doing a different schedule. So like I don't know, like 2 p.m. We'll go from like 2 p.m. until like 10 p.m. We'll do like super long streams of what? I don't know yet. There was a game that was recommended to me a while back called like My Lovely Daughter, and it's this weird simulation management game where like you create like homunculi daughters and then you raise them up to harvest their essence, and then you like take the essence and you like revive your actual daughter who's dead or something like that. But there's a sequel called My Lovely Wife, and I thought it'd be silly to be like, haha, I'm so lonely and touched off that I want to go make my own wife. And then I realized I couldn't stream it because it has like lewd things in it, and then a child would block me if I try to play that. SPX, Aquatie, thank you for re-upping the membership. Hope you'll be able to have less ISU problems and more fun games to play in the future. Thank you. I don't know, Chad. I don't know what's going on here. I want to get out of here. I need to move. Let me see if I can even like do a speed test. No, it's gone. Like it's gone. Yeah, nothing's working. Hang on. You know what? While I'm here, since I'm on my phone's data plan, I want to go ahead and reset my router. See if that does anything. I don't think it will, though, because why would it? Keisha, thank you for the super chat. Spending my birthday today with you and the Nikois just wanted to say thank you for taking the risk of joining Tempest. Glad I found you. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you. Thank you for the super chat, Keisha, and happy birthday. Happy birthday. Sorry, Chad, if you hear like weird paper rustling, it's because I have a whole bunch of post-it notes on my monitor right now, and I'm like leaning over to try to get to my router. I hit the button a few times, but I don't know if it's okay. You know what? I'm just gonna go and plug the thing. Okay, there we go. Now I gotta wait. I ISP saw you bought the stream and listened to things. That's the thing, though. My router is fine. I can connect to my router, and then it's just everything else after that. So it's got to be my ISP. Chad, get me out of here. Get me out of here. I need to get out. I need to go to a place that doesn't have power outage issues and these internet issues. Oh, I remember the very first time I came in here. The people were all like, oh yeah, so you're actually in a very good spot here because the power grid. They're like, it's connected to like very vital and essential services like hospitals and stuff. So there's no foreseeable time in the future when it would fall apart or break apart or go down and all that stuff. And then now look at this. So also that weird neighbor that gallops in the background. I need to get out of here too. Yeah, they lied. I don't know. Maybe it was a true thing back then because I've been here for a while now. But like recently, it's been getting pretty bad. Oh, Gallops. Okay, yeah. So for those of you who don't know, I have a neighbor who gallops. Like every now and then, they have like they wear flip flops and they go out into their backyard, which is made of concrete flooring. And what they do is they gallop me, like click clack, click clack, throughout their backyard. And it makes really annoying noises, especially because it's so loud. Every single time I try to go record, they start galloping, and then the galloping gets heard picked up by my microphone. So yeah, Sama, thank you for the super chat. Funds to fight the internet ghosts. Well, we probably do. Probably could have summoned the other day. Is the internet ghost cute though? Are they handsome? Are they attractive? Thank you for the super chat. HDTQ, thank you for the super chat. Thank you. Thank you for the hearts. Izuki Kaneko, thank you for the yellow super chat movie funds. I really appreciate it. Really, really appreciate it. Getting out of funds. It's okay, coming in with the super chat. Not Clop Nation outside your house, right? Oh, it sounds terrible. Isn't Clop Nation something really bad? Well, not bad, but like, it has like a connotation to it, doesn't it? But yeah. The one thing that I was thinking about, I'm right now saving up for a laptop. Speaking of saving up for funds. And the reason why I'm saving up for a laptop is because I want to do a hand cam. And while moving out seems a little bit infeasible at the moment, Manasan and I were talking about ideas on how I could potentially do a hand cam stream in the future, and one of the ideas that was recommended was like we could probably get like an Airbnb and then just rent a house for a day and then just bring my laptop over, get like a webcam and then like some cooking stuff, just like use the kitchen, you know, just set up in the kitchen, but make it portable, super portable, so it's easy to pick up my materials and then just, you know, film at the Airbnb one day, and then as long as the Wi-Fi is good, I should be fine. Or if I can get like an Ethernet cable there. Crazy, thank you for the super chat. There's money, it should be, so I can get a better internet or move. Thank you. So yeah, we're thinking about figuring out how to do that. I need to go find a good laptop that's good enough to stream with, and then some of the other pieces of hardware necessary to do a hand cam stream, but that's kind of one of the things that we're looking into at the moment. Laptop funds aggressive care. Thank you, Green. Thank you. Good. Thank you for the super chat. Ain't much but some funds for a better ISP plus apartment in the future for you at least. Thank you. There's so much I want to do. There's like also I want to like get like a after hearing about Altair, getting his little personal 3D VR chat model thing going on. Like I want to get one of those too, but everything's such an investment. But yes, slowly we're slowly working there and getting to that point. We can see the eight eggs in person. Yeah. Is it possible to pin this space for incoming viewers? Oh yeah, that's I could do that. What's the link for that? How do I find the link? We go. Here, I'll post it there. Yeah. And how do I pin this? How do you pin things on mobile? Anyway, thank you so much for the gifted membership. I can't actually pin it. It doesn't give me the option. If you receive one, please enjoy the channel badge and the emotes. I can't actually pin that one. Oh, wait, there it is, pin. Yeah, there you go. You can't long press it. You have to tap it, but you have to tap the weird empty space next to it that doesn't have an icon, so intuitive. All right, I think that's long enough. New yet, Okoidi. Thank you for re-upping the membership. Hope things get better for you soon. Thank you. I hope so too. All right, I think that has been long enough. Let me go restart my router and see if that works. I'm pretty sure the problem is not with my router, but it's with my ISP. So even if my router is working, I'm pretty sure like it won't do anything. But let's wait for it to go through its cycle and see if it fixes itself. Anyway, my thank you for the super chat laptop funds. It doesn't, I don't think it has to be that big of a like expensive of a laptop, just enough to be able to hand cam stream. Probably do like a PNG instead of a model just to make it super lightweight and portable. Trim, okay, thank you so much for the super chat starting a stream title. I don't have a plan of the stream ending before you can get a word. It was very funny. The timing on that, at least it had the courtesy to wait until my opening, my theme song played through. Thank you for the super chat. Thank you. All right, let me see. My router is working. I can log into my router. And then, let's see. Yeah, nope, it's gone. Man. Future hand cam funds. Thank you for the super chat. I'm sorry, chat. So many internet issues. There was a whole bunch of, I remember like we had a whole bunch of good games that were like good for the most of the stream, and then like in the most important parts of the stream, the internet cuts out and then the VODs ruined. Hey, Pinfrey, thank you for the super chat. Ryan Joel, every step of the way, thank you. Every, thank you for the super chat. Mr. V, thank you. And Speaks, thank you for the super chat. Thank you for all the laptop funds. Hang out there, thank you. Moving laptop funds, get away from weird neighbor funds. ISPs are the devil. Cherishinry. Remember having a hotspot on my phone for a week? I did that. I used to do that too. It was pretty terrible. Oof, yeah. At some point, I wish we can get to the point where we have, like, what's the thing? Like, Amazon is supposedly coming out with their own, like, the internet service thing, remote internet service thing. I don't know. But, like, at some point, I wish we can get to that point. And then we wouldn't have to worry about upload issues. Oh my gosh, can I tell you? I don't know how much I can say about it. I can like mention it briefly. Like every single time we had these issues, I would call my ISP and be all like, hey, my internet's not working, it's going down intermittently, and it's like disrupting my work. And then they would always tell me, oh yeah, but it's fine now, sir. But what seems to be the problem? And I'm like, I know it's fine now. But like it wasn't fine like an hour ago when I was trying to do my work. And then they were like, well, that's unfortunate, but did you know that we have this new sale going on for this like upgrade promo that you can get faster internet? And I keep telling them it's not about the faster internet. I don't care how fast it is if it's not consistent. And they're like, we understand, sir, but this is a limited time offer. They can only offer you on this call. And it's like, I know they're not the ones in charge of it. Like they're told and they're made to do that, but it's just so frustrating that they can't get that problem solved, and then instead they're telling their work is like, oh, keep upselling, keep promoting this thing. Keisha, thank you for the super chat. Thank you. This is for everything because man be through a lot. Thank you. The right? Well, yeah. Okay, wait, let me see. Router is up. Let me go see if I can up like refresh. No, not working. Still not working. This is wild. It's been a while since like my internet's been out for this long, without like properly fixing itself. I have an unused laptop from 2012 in my basement. It's a Mac, but it has a camera that works. This is what he said it to you. It's yours. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Even the super chat, but I will have to find one over here. I'm not sure if I can receive any gifts like that physically. Bonk the router. No. Router chat is a fine. It's the you know what? Here, I feel. I'm like hunched over on my desk right now. Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna go back into bed. Yeah, just gonna go back to bed at this rate because I'm just sitting there on my desk because I gotta do anything anyway. And no chat. This is nice. Get to just sit here for not so by now. Comfy, right? Very comfy. It's a bed stream. Yeah, this one's a bed Twitter space now. Crack the bag. Let me see if I can get the Those are just my knuckles. My elbows. Not really gonna pop right now. Chad, what kind of a sleeper are you? I'm like a side sleeper, like specifically on my right side. I think it's a habit that I developed because I used to just lie in bed and scroll through social media on my phone. So just scroll through it. So I'll just have that down my right side. I'm actually doing this right now because my phone's my hand to see chat. But I will lie down and then my phone's on my right side. And then I'll use my thumb to scroll through. Left side sleeper, also a side sleeper. Yeah, side sleeper supremacy. Stomach sleeper, sleep facing down. The last time I went to sleep facing down, I had this nightmare about being slowly suffocated like flan. I couldn't like breathe because my face was inside my pillow. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, so that's why I couldn't breathe. It's my face was stuck in the pillow. Been holding to make ISP fix itself. Be spacer shipping. Thank you for the super chat. Thank you. Sleep on my left because it's bad to sleep on your right side. With all your weight on your stomach. Oh, yeah, that's the thing, right? Like your stomach turns to one way or another. Gotta sleep on your left. Okay, let me try that right Okay. Music, you thank you for the super chat. Side sleeper without a pillow. Is that weird? I can't sleep without a pillow. My neck cranes a bit too much because of my shoulder. Thank you for the super chat, Yusuke. Not that bad. My arm's in a weird position, but I'm not used to sleeping on my left side. You're just lying down my left side in general. gotta have the neck support. Exactly. Can't sleep without plushies. I have my cabbage puppy plushie. Don't know if it has a name or not. I usually don't give names to my plushies because they usually just come with their own name. I don't see a tag actually. Can you hear it, Jeff? That? Cabbage plushie. Yeah, so it's a. Thank you for using my drawing. Also, everything about Spring Juice. Thank you for the super chat. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And yeah, it's a Napa cabbage dog. It looks like a puppy, but its body is like that of a Napa cabbage. And it has like these little floofs around it that makes it may look really cute. Plus, she is more a little quitty to give her me up in the membership. I also have like a really tough daikon plushie. This one's a lot harder though. Yeah. Cabbage puppy, right? It's really cute. It's by this artist that like there's an artist on Twitter, I think, who makes really adorable vegetable fruit animal hybrid art, and it's super cute. And we get a whole bunch of those. Love the pet slash veggie designs, right? It's really cute. What other ones do I have this tiny little ghost, this reversible ghost one. I don't know if you can hear it, but like I can't show it to you because it's on a Twitter space, but like it's another one of these. It's like reversible. So right now it's like a regular ghost, just kind of smiling, and then you invert it like this, inside out. And then now it's a black ghost, but with an angry face on it. So the gift of membership. Thank you, thank you. If you receive that, please enjoy the channel match and the emotes. Maybe take a picture when your neck comes back out. Yeah, probably. You guys seen those? Yeah, it's a small one. This is kind of dangerous just lying down here. Especially after waking up. Because I just want to go back to sleep now. Yeah. Recently, what are the odds of you falling asleep midstream? I hope I don't fall asleep midstream. The thing that I worry about falling asleep midstream is like accidentally knocking my phone down because I have a pretty bad habit of like accidentally dropping my phone down the back of my headboard. The thing at the top of the bed where your head is, dropping my phone behind there. So, like, I don't want to accidentally drop it there. It's a new experience listening to you, but I'll make it for where it feels like besties. What a dangerous dream to get into fighting sleepiness. I think a lot of my streams end up having that habit of putting people to sleep. Which is nice, but then I feel bad every now and then because whenever I play a horror game, I know that like I gasp very loudly because I don't scream outwardly, I scream internally. I scream inwards. So, oh yeah, that's one thing that I noticed. For the time, I would like notice people laughing, and when they laughed, they would like exhale laugh. And that was the kind of laughter that I was most commonly, like, most used to because I saw a lot of people laughing outwardly. And then it's like, it's only after entering this kind of creator sphere when I noticed more people laughing internally, like they laugh while inhaling. And it's like, that's so cool. I didn't. know you could do that. It has like a very distinct laugh. It's very cute. Sometimes your gaffes are scarier than the game. Oh no. I gotta figure out how to like put proper filters on my microphone so that my gaffes aren't that loud. I think, oh, speaking of that game we played yesterday, oh my God, Employee of the Month. Wow, that was a lot more interesting than I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was like a silly, like, couple of jump scares here and there, but then no, there's like actual lore to it. We need to figure out, gotta go back in there and figure out who Davey is, what happened to Davey, and then who that J person is, because J was leaving notes all over the place, but the only way you could access the note is if you died by getting caught by that weird apparition on the outside or by the invisible monster on the inside of the shop, which you can only see from the corner of your eye, which I thought was really cool. The mechanic that like you can only see them on the corner of your vision, that was really cool. So much wheezing, so I said I missed it. The VOD is still there. The first half is basically just me laughing at everything. And then the second half is me dying at everything. It's one of my favorite all-time favorite streams. Oh, thank you. I need to find more games like that. Hang on, I'm like switch over to my other side right now. To find more games that are like kind of silly, but kind of crunchy. I still think one of my favorite thing is the fish. The fact that it was the block with the textures of the fish sides on the block. My brother heard me laugh so much for coughing. He came in, patted me on the back, said, "Breathe," watching the stream. And watch the your last for healing. Thank you. Fish, right? Fish. They put in so much work. I mean, even though there's like a little bit of silliness inside all of this, the descriptions of the items, I thought it was great. I can't stop smiling. Never heard you eat so much until the fish appeared. So the thing was, it caught me off guard because it was not only just like the fact that it was just fish, right? But it was also the fact that it was a block with the fish textures on it. And it's not even the textures of the fish, it was like a photo of a fish that you would take textures from. But they didn't even bother to take it out of there. They just used the entire photo itself, the left, right, top, bottom, front, back of it. That's what. Men fragrances, right? Just men. Or like the cowboy one where the product guy was all like, yeah, my therapist was like Jaundice. It was like, oh, maybe you should retire and give your estate to your child. It's like, I'm not gonna give my estate to my child, no sorry. Oh yeah, the booter. It was just I can't. I was hoping. Oh my God, the employee training video too. Like, why were they out there? What was his name again? Speedman, Weed Man. Yeah, it was Speedman, Weed Man. Give me like a. It's like if you just need to interact, use the ooze key. If you need to pick up objects that are low on the ground, use the key. And it was that was good. Just to remember that. I want more games like this. Ones that are like kind of spooky every now and then, but also don't take themselves too seriously. I want to know, like, could we have eaten more of the random grocers, like grocery products on the map? Because we could like inhale the cigarette and like it said it claimed to have instant death. I was like, oh yes. But grease, right? It's just grease. And then there was bread. Wonder, like, if it was a space that we're supposed to put in all of the the body parts that we found. It was like the torso, the rib cage, and then the pelvic bones. And then we found someone's skull. Like, what am I gonna do with that? Are you planning on getting all the achievements? I can't remember if you said something about it. I want to, but at the same time, I'm worried, like, it's gonna take forever. Maybe that's what I'll do on Sunday. We'll go back into a crunchy game like that and just play the whole thing. And Brandon, who took a huge dump in the bathtub, exposing himself on the handwriting rain, the random ooh. Wait, I thought you just I can lower like ooh. The movies versus the pirated ones. Yeah, that was really great too. Wonder because there was a note that said, like, oh, if you watch a movie, like, you'll get secret messages. But we couldn't find any of the secret messages, right? The car ending. Oh, yeah. I wasn't expecting that to be an actual ending. And I just drove and I was like, how do you turn? So we found out the way that you turn the car is to click on the sides of the wheel. You can't like steer it. You click on it and then they just turn. So you click like 30 degrees to the right and then the wheel turns 30 degrees to the right. And then you have to try to accurately hit 30 degrees in the center to like recenter the wheel, but that's really difficult to do. So you end up losing control anyway. You should have random days and you just like, so yes, I want to. So it turns out like playing multiple games from different developers is weird. Or just play multiple games in general is weird. We can't put them all into the same like VOD, which is kind of why when I played Dreadout, we finished Dreadout 1 and then I had to redirect into Dreadout 2 VOD or the live stream waiting room. Because you have to keep them all separate. So it's a little bit weird. If I do like a whole day where I just do random crystal gaze, it's going to be me redirecting it to myself over and over and over again. So we'll be like, I'll play a game, 30 minutes later, we'll finish it, and then we'll redirect it to another one. And then it'll be like a massive whiplash back and forth between multiple waiting rooms. For now, that's kind of what we have to do, right? Makes sense, but it's like a hassle. Yeah, just a little bit. The audacity to outwardly sell pirated movies and then half off too. Half off. Not the two games by the same developer though. Even though they are, the games themselves have to be done in different VODs. It could be a hassle for you. The thing you did once of playing several games in the same indie devil's really cool. Sounds easier for perms while interesting for viewers. Yeah. The big thing is that we just can not every single developer has multiple games. I want to see if I can find some and be like, oh, today you're playing all these games from this developer or all these games from that developer. But know, sometimes a couple of devs will come out and they'll have like one really cool game, and they just don't make them more games after that too. I'm yawning too. Oh no, I'm sorry. Very tired. I'm tired, but at the same time, I'm not like sleepy enough to go back to sleep. I'm just kind of here, like in bed. This is about where my brain is usually at night. I'll be like lying down and then I'll be like tired and have to close my eyes and try to go to sleep, but I just won't go to sleep. I'm not sure why. I'm having a very difficult time falling asleep recently. I'm about to go to sleep in the dealership if you keep yawning. That's what we'll do, chat. We'll just all go to sleep. Just all pass out and get some nice rest and sleep and So was the weekend. Still resting. I wish I could get that kind of rest, though. I feel like for me, I really do need to get the hours of sleep. If I just lie down and close my eyes, it's not too relaxing. Like physically, it's all right because I'm like resting my body, but then I wake up the next day and I have a massive headache because I just haven't been able to get like the mental rest. Sorry, I just haven't been able to get the mental rest. So I have that weird, it's not a bad or painful headache, but it's like that small, gentle throbbing on the sides of your temples that like kind of pulses through the entire day. Yeah. This one time in college, I remember pulling an all-nighter to go to class. And then in my deliriousness in the early morning, I was like 4 a.m., I think. I had this like waking dream. I don't know. I was there in the library studying, but it was like 4 a.m. and I had this dream of like getting up, going to the classroom, taking the exam, and then going to bed, and then like return to consciousness back into like I hallucinated taking the exam, basically. Let me give it a super chat. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, today, pet pet. Okay. Here's a pet pet. I don't know if they can hear that, it's kind of quiet. There's a few pets. Okay, God, thank you for the super chat. But yeah, it was what is it with everyone in Tempest getting weird dreams? I'm not sure. It's like a lot of maybe it's stress. I don't know though. I don't feel like stressed. One of my friends told me that it could potentially be burnout, and I was like, wait a minute, burnout? Sleep in 3 months. And yeah, this month has been weird for everyone. Yeah. John, have I told you guys a story about dreams? One of my friends was like, oh, it's a good thing to dream about. It's a good thing to dream about doing well on exam or like taking the exam so you can kind of psych yourself into doing well. And I was like, no, that's a bad idea because I don't want those dreams. I don't want to dream about taking the exam and then waking up and finding out that I still have to take the exam, especially with the headache from lack of sleep. I'm dealing with a headache like that now, super inflamed. My doc doesn't know why. So I have to go to a specialist. I hope you're able to get the proper help and treatment you need for that. I hope everyone is able to have a good weekend without any pain or discomfort. Dreamed about a new species of turkey, like wild turkeys, but with mossy green feathers on. And soft peeps called mouse turkeys. Same size. They just squeaked. Oh, that's really cute. I wanted to dream like that. Dream different, like species and animals, alien ones that you can't see here. Raylan, thank you for the super chat. Everything better, so let me return the favor. My healing spell, Mole Mole Clay. Thank you for the super chat. Also mentioned on some hotter days that could be affecting it too. It has been getting hotter. That's the thing. Yeah. It was like 79, 80. I don't know. I don't do well in the heat. If it gets too hot, my brain just kind of turns off and then just kind of go way. Battle had a nightmare recently. What do you think that nightmare was about? I don't know what Bell's nightmare was about, but I had a nightmare. What was my last nightmare? My last nightmare was. Oh, okay. I remember my last nightmare now. Well, I don't remember most of it. I remember just like one little piece of it.
I've been watching a whole bunch of YouTube videos of like cave divers and spelunkers and stuff. And I think I mentioned a little bit about this during one of my Minecraft streams. There was a guy who got stuck. It was not the Nutty Putty one. It was another kind of cave diving expedition gone wrong. But I was like watching videos and reading up stories about that because it was morbidly curious. And I had a nightmare about crawling through an underground tunnel. And it was really terrifying because as you crawled, the more you crawled forward, the more the cave walls like narrowed and narrowed. And there was no way to like wiggle yourself backwards because the cave walls was completely wet. So it wasn't, you couldn't grab and get enough like friction against the wall to push yourself back. So the only way you could go forward was forward. And I remember just feeling very claustrophobic and very like suffocating in the dream. And I think that was my last nightmare. But I don't really remember what happened up there after, like before. There was just that one like scene. I'm with King O'Clady. May you have sweeter dreams in the future. Thank you. And thank you for the gift membership. Thank you. If you want to think more about Spelunky Horror, The Descent is fantastic horror movie. I remember seeing The Descent a while back. A long, long while back. How long ago was that movie? The ocean is scary. Oh my God. Okay, so that reminds me, there's one thing. Oh gosh, what was it? The ocean, it's scary, but it's like a wonderful kind of scary. Is there a word for that? Like it's an awe, like AWE. Like it puts me in awe, but in like a spooky kind of awe. Like the idea that if you think about it, the ocean is a gigantic bowl of chemicals, and the chemicals like mostly water, but like it's still chemical nonetheless. And then you realize like it's just huge, right? I love watching videos of oil workers on oil rigs out in the deep sea because what they'll do is they'll just stand there, they'll look out during like high storms, and then they'll just like film just huge waves just doing their thing out there in the ocean. I love that so much. It's crazy because these waves are like absolutely massive. We're talking like a single wave can easily be like 3 stories tall, but the scale is so difficult to process because you have to stand and realize that these oil rigs are tall. They're super tall. And they're on these like pretty big, long, what are they called again? Like the pillars that they're standing on, right? And the waves are just like so effortlessly cascading up and down and up and down. And I don't know, like I love that because it just gives you this weird, crazy sense of scale, you know? Like, oh, I don't know. It's really cool to just sit there and watch. I wish there was like a way to be completely safe. Like, for example, if you had like a gigantic hamster wheel, like a hamster, hamster ball, right? That's like cushioned and padded so that you kind of float on those waves and then just ride the waves up and down in safety. I wish that was possible because I want to experience that, you know? We know more about the moon than the depths of the oceans. Yeah, because like the pressure makes it so difficult to get down there and explore things. But like stuff live down there. I think it's really cool. Yeah, sorry, Chip. My nose is like stuffy. I'm pretty scary about the open ocean. It's cool. What's underneath is horrifying. It is really cool. Yeah. That's what I want to do, though. I want to go to like. Is there like ocean rig tourism? Can you like I maybe not, because I don't know what you do. I'd only be able to experience it, like realistically speaking. If you put me on an oil rig, I'll be there and be like, "Whoa, this is so cool!" for about like 3 hours, and then after 3 hours, I'm like, "All right, I'm done. I want to go home." You know, like I want to find a webcam that like is filming that, so like I'm just gonna enjoy it in small doses. I don't know if I want to travel all the way out there to actually be there physically because that sounds kind of scary. But I don't know. Deep sea documentaries for the wind. It's scary. Deep sea is where the ancient ones hide. I want to meet an ancient one. This is silly, but like, you know how like ancient creatures under the sea are generally depicted with like the Cthulhu type like tentacles dangling from where their mouths are. I want to like imagine a scene where like we're on the couch and just like relaxing, then I'll like mindlessly be twirling those tentacles, like how you would like twirl someone's hair in your hands. Like, I don't know, I just think it'd be really cute. You know, like they're on their phone, they're just kind of zoning out and doing their thing. You reach over and you're like, oh, you grab one of the tentacles, and then you like spin it around, just chilling. Yeah. We don't have gills not going deep sea diving anytime soon. I think the big problem is mostly like the pressure, though. Like, our bodies are only made for the pressure of like generally one atmosphere, and then if you go too far down into the depths, the pressure gets overwhelming. I remember this like really scary thing about this one person who went diving, and then the pressure of the water was so great that it was squeezing their lungs so that their lungs couldn't actually expand. So they couldn't use another person's respirator underwater, because if they tried to, the act of taking the respirator out of their mouth and then trying to inhale, the pressure was so strong that their diaphragm would not be able to fight against it to expand the lungs. And just thinking about that is wild. It's scary. Like, imagine there's just so much pressure around you that you would not be able to inflate your lungs. That's scary. You know? And it's just that. It's just all of that in the deep water, you know? I just took a deep breath, and I'm like, oh, taking this deep breath of air for granted, just... Yeah. Why do we go to these places? Because our planet is weird and strange, and we want to learn more about it, you know? To be fair, that's why we live above ground. Optimal gas exchange zone and all. Yeah. Doesn't there need job that involves staying under sea for many months? I think there's like research vessels that you can like stay inside some like underwater labs, like perform research. Although a lot of it, I think, it just takes place like on a boat, and then you send the research vessel down into the water whenever you need it, because I think that's a lot cheaper. We go there because, Lord, I want to just, wouldn't it be fun if you could make like an ARG, but like, you mess around with people in the future, like you make up lore, and then you like, let's say like you etch it onto like a gold plate so that it doesn't rust or oxidize, and then you like just throw it into the deep ocean, and then hundreds and thousands of years in the future, someone comes across it, and they're like, oh, what is this message? What were they trying to say? Who wrote this? But it's just like reverse lyrics to Never Gonna Give You Up, you know? And then they'll spend like a couple of years trying to figure that out. Yeah. Oh. I just realized, speaking of things like hundreds of years in the future, there's this one game that I saw, or like a teaser for a game, a trailer for a game, I forget what it's called, but they did something really cool where they took the concept of the nuclear waste zones. So, Chad, you guys know how Brickworld Into the Future, right? So, Chad, you guys know how like nuclear waste lasts for a long, long time, right? Like forever. We're talking about a scale that spans across multiple hundreds of generations of humans, you know? So a fun little thing is, how do you leave a warning to people way, way off in the future that says this area contains nuclear waste and you should not be like, don't come here, you know? And we're talking about on a time scale where English may not even be the right link, the common language anymore, you know? Well, we thank you for this, Super J. Is your phone's battery okay? Yeah, we're at 88% right now. 87, it just went down. But yeah, my phone battery is all right. But yeah, so what was it? They were trying to, I say they, as in like researchers or like scientists, were trying to figure out how to leave a warning for future people, way in future, maybe not even humans, right? But how do you demonstrate that this is a dangerous place that has nothing useful because it's all just nuclear waste? One of those things. Were you talking about that dirty signal as the message saying that what lies ahead is man-made and dead? Yeah, that place, like this is not a place of worship or like what the danger is to that of a body, it's in the form of an emission of energy or something like that. That's scary warning message, really spooky. But one of the proposed ideas was actually turning the landscape hostile. So what they would do is they would construct these massive concrete spikes all around the area. So where the nuclear waste itself was located, and then like for several, miles around it, the entire place would just be would have all these like concrete or like long-lasting metal spikes just all over the place, and it would look very hostile, like you don't want to go there. And an indie game took that concept and used it as a map, so you would be exploring what that kind of world would have looked like, where you explore and it's all just artificial spikes all over the ground, protruding and jutting out from the ground to let you know this is not a safe place. You should not be here. But your job is to explore that area and try to find out what you can of that place, you know? I thought that was really cool. No, I'm money thinking about the super chat game called Iron Lung is good for deep sea horror. I want to play Iron Lung, but the problem is it's not a replayable game. I've already played it before on my own, so I don't know if I'll play it on stream because I kind of know what happens, and there really isn't enough information to like go too much into the lore though. But it is really spooky, and it's really spooky. Didn't they actually build something? They built like a small prototype of it, but they didn't go through with it completely. What's the name of the game? I don't remember, unfortunately. Pretty sure it's somewhere on itch.io. Splatoon single player has a good bar. I want to go. Did you guys think about how like almost every single one of those games, like Splatoon, Kirby, Donkey Kong, like it takes place in like super post-apocalyptic world, you know? Like someone did an entire video essay about Kirby and now the world of Kirby are basically like human planets where humans ended up doing something really bad and then dying, and then what's left over are like broken cars and vending machines and all these factories that used to have a purpose but now are left desolate and overgrown, you know? I saw that, right? Kirby lore is wild. It is absolutely wild. Scavenger SV7, something similar vibe. Don't know how streamable that is though. Yeah. Adventure Time is not the media that plays with apocalyptic settings. I really enjoy it when games have po or games like TV shows, manga, I think, have post-apocalyptic stuff that's like many thousands of years after the apocalypse. Like while it's fun to imagine like the road. You guys are aware of the story, the book, and the movie The Road, where it's like post-apocalyptic, but you're trying to survive and like running around scavenging for cans and water bottles. But is it that right? But like not that soon afterwards. We're talking about like many, many, many years afterwards when nature has already come back. No. The only Kirby lore I know is that he's a death god or something. Kirby is a all-powerful interdimensional weapon that was made to kill gods. But yeah. Without going too far into the depth of it, Kirby is a weapon designed to kill gods. But yeah. Nature healing is very therapeutic, yeah. But you start to see new life and vegetation adapting to the environment. That's the cool thing. There's like dogs in Chernobyl. Apparently, scientists have been collecting their like body samples, like bio samples or whatever it is, biopsies on dogs, and they're finding that they're evolving to handle the radiation. Like the color of their the colors help like absorb and keep their body safe. Some of that, I forget. Like all the bugs and insects within the area are also adapting to the high levels of radiation and stuff. It's really cool. It's been a while since I have seen it, though, so I gotta go refresh my memory on that. It'd be okay if I just fell back asleep, chat. Hey, can you hear this? So you know how I have like stubble, right? Like, can you hear that? The gift of membership. Thank you. Be very sweet to please enjoy the channel. Mention the emotes. Love to see the hearts. But yeah, a little. Okay, hang on, let's get closer. Okay, to this. The little squids. Yeah, that's my stubble. But yeah, that's my blanket right there. Stubble. Stubble ASMR. Sounds like sandpaper. Oh, it is kind of coarse. Yeah, very scratchy. Lore accurate, right? Sounds like little footsteps to lots of tiskers. Does it ever bother you when you lay on your chin on your arm while watching something? Kind of? Not too much, actually. I'm used to it at this point. Shinri chin nuzzle ASMR. Like I can feel the stubble, but like it's nothing that really stuck out as like a big thing. Stubble, switches. Have ever grown a mustache? I have. I've tried. Unfortunately for me, the reason why I don't have a mustache is because it grows in like the weird, sparse, patchy type of mustache. So that's why I don't grow a mustache. I tried a couple of years ago during the panini. I decided to try to grow out my mustache and my beard. Did not work. It was terrible. It did not work out. So now I just kind of keep it to like this little stubble here, and that's about it. The 30s, it can't grow proper facial hair, right? That's the thing. I read online, I don't know if this is me huffing copium, but like I read online that like if you have like a certain amount of testosterone. You don't grow facial hair, but like you keep your head hair or something like that. Or like if you can grow facial hair very easily, then you like go bald sooner. And then the other way, if you can't grow facial hair, then you have head hair longer or something like that. I don't know if it's me like, drinking and huffing the premium grade copium, but I remember reading an article like that a long time ago. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't remember where I read it or something like that. So I fear, give me the copium now. It's mine. Maintain my luscious hair. Let's go and I'll bowling. It's all genetics. Good treatments for hair loss. Yeah. Honestly, for me, I think if I start losing my hair and then I get to that male pattern baldness thing, I just shave it all off. I'll just go like there's no point in like slowing it down. Like if it happens, it happens. So just shave it, go super shiny, do the crown thing. How long is your hair? Right now, I put it down. It's like my shoulder. Bald chin right now. Nah. Have you colored your hair before? I have. Back in college, I used to have my hair colored. I would dye it or. I went and bleached it. And then, so the very first time I tried it, I bleached my hair. I didn't leave the bleach in long enough. So instead of going all the way, it only did like about like 70% of the way, which is all, I thought was all right. But what I ended up doing was I went and I dyed it purple. And because it didn't bleach it all the way, it wasn't a vibrant purple. It just looked. Like the black hair that I have right now, it looked like that. But in the sunlight, if it went out in the sunlight, like the little individual strands that stuck out would glow a little purple, so it looked like I had a small purple halo on like around my head. But when I went indoors, it wasn't bright enough to like illuminate each individual strand of purple hair, so it just looked like I had black hair anyway. Which ended up working out for me because going into a job, they're like, "Oh, shouldn't we like your hair?" Like they didn't comment on it because like it didn't stand out, but like it would only shine purple in the sunlight. And yeah, how does he foundation with purple hair? I'm pretty sure like some art styles you could render that, render the hair in purple. Shouldn't we also turn purple confirmed now? Ten purple for those for those boys. They got their own thing. I saw what that do last summer. Yeah. Don't know why, but lying down is making my like nose stuffy. I can see allergies again. Hair down, lower accurate. Thank you for the super chat. You got it. Can you braid? I can. I know how to braid, but I can't braid my own hair. It's difficult. Way too difficult for me to do my own hair. But I can braid other people's hairs. If you can dye it again, what color do you want? I want to try, like. Okay, I actually really do just want to try going like silver. Partly because I want to know like what I'll look like in like 40 years from now. But also because I just think like that kind of the white ghostly kind of hair, I think is really cool too. But yeah. I want to age well and be all like, what's it called again? Like a silver fox is the color, right? I just want to be like when I'm like 55, I guess. Go around there with the silver fox Back in my Ronin days, I used to play Crystal Gay horror games. Something like that. Shinri has a Witcher character, I forgot the name of. Right? Foxy Grandfather. That. That'd be nice. Yeah. Salt and pepper run. Oh gosh. I wish I could pull out the salt and pepper look. I wish. It needs to be like, because like you can't just do like salt and pepper. It has to come naturally too. There's no way you can like, what is it? Like trying to manually highlight your hair in a way to give yourself salt and pepper look. Can't you, it's really difficult to do because it has to be so, like the spread of like the white and gray hairs needs to be random. So it gives you that like mixed salt and pepper kind of look, right? If you try to do it with your hand and like manually go through it, it's you'll end up with like polka dots in your hair, Possibly that. Thank you with the super chat. 70-year-old Jimmy. Back when I was a young Ronin, I got all the haunted ghost babes. Gen 18 of Hollow Ian. Okay, Grandpa, let's get you to bed. Thank you for the super chat. Thank you. That was salt and pepper, like the dream life, and I just had a Santa. Oh, they're cute, very cute. Because you can't get like the individual strands. You got to like bleach individual strands and turn those salt and pepper. And dad's hair grayed out in his 20s because I had those jeans didn't pass on to me. If you could like turn them on and off, that'd be really cool. Like, hey, I want to try the salt and pepper look. And you like flip the switch on, and then your hair starts gray. And then you're like, all right, cool. I did that for like a year, and now I'm done. Flip the switch off, and then it goes back to normal. That'd be so cool. Jane, thank you for the super chat. My aunt has bleached blonde, natural gray hair. She looks incredible. It's something we can go from. We enter our silver foxy years. Let's go. We're all going to look really cool. Silver foxy stuff, too. And thank you for the super chat. I knew a guy in high school who went completely gray by 18. Oh my gosh. I hope he was able to just own it. Because if your hair grows gray, it's one of those things that, like, time waits for no one. Just gotta keep marching forward along with it. So better own it right now. Hope I look cool when I grow old. I think you will. I think we'll all look cool when we're old. Chad, I'm getting sleepy again. Not enough to be able to fall asleep, but it's kind of like you want to zone out, get resting my head on this pillow. Will you see this VOD on YouTube? Is it even possible? Probably not. I can save the Twitter space. I'll just leave the Twitter space up there because it's recorded. Is there a way to download my Twitter space? Hold on a minute, chat. I'm gonna go switch over to Twitter and see if I can. Is there like a button? Captions, rules, share feedback, adjust settings. Is there a way to download it? I don't know if I can. No, it doesn't look like it. I'm not sure if I can download the thing. I am certain someone out there will have a way to go and download my Twitter space. If I can figure out a way to do that, I can get the sound file and then just turn it into like a video. You can download it, but I think not directly. Maybe go outside and see the sun would help reset your internal clock. I have my windows closed, my blinds are closed right now because the glare on the monitor makes it really difficult to see some of the games on the screen. So take a morning walk. I might do that actually and get some more coffee though. Someone on GitHub Yank of oven. No, it's too bright. There was a time when a friend had to record while doing spaces. I think I'll try to see if I can find a way to download the thing. At least it's my Twitter space, right? So, I'm sure maybe there's an option on my end because it's my Twitter space to like record a copy of it later on, and then I'll go ahead and download it and then just like just slap it into a video and then upload it. But yeah. Vampire shouldn't be candid. No, not a vampire. Just the sun is really bright. The window that I'm facing faces the west. So like every single morning when the sun comes up, it just blasts me in the face. Are you gonna have enough data after the Twitter space? I hope so. Let me go check real quick. See if my router is fixed right now. Okay, let's see. Oh, wait, hold on. I think it is in. Internet speed test. Let's see. Internet speed test. It's working. Let's see. Run test. Oh. Oh, that's not gonna work. 0.07 megabits per second upload. Yeah, I just gonna go back into bed. That's not gonna work. It works, but the upload's not gonna be big enough too. Upload's not good enough right now. That's the thing. Like, why are all these websites or these ISPs offer such good download? And like, I don't know. Like, yeah. Okay, Chad, who really is out there using that high of a download speed? Like, oh, you can download a movie in a single second. It's like you can't even watch the whole movie in a single second. Why? What are you doing with that, you know? Super fast download speed. I want to get to a place where they have like one-to-one upload and download. I have a friend who lives in I think Korea, and then they sent me like a screenshot of their like upload and download speed. And it's like 700 megabytes download, 500 megabytes upload. And they're like, oh yeah, we pay like $50 a month for that. And I was like, give me that. I want that. Korea's internet is great. I want the internet. Give me the internet. I want super fast internet. Most, well, not just like super fast, but like mostly just consistent internet, you know? Also, your download speed's still limited by the source's upload. That too. Korean internet even works like parkour. You've been racing car parking lots 13 levels down. Oh my gosh. Even your SSD and hard drive space. Yeah. I was able to stream grocery shopping in the warehouse with my friend. That's so cool. I want that speed. Don't know what I would do with the speed. I'd probably just go and like download, like, I don't know, Apex, uninstall it, download it again, just over and over again, just to see how fast I can get. There was a time when I was like, I want to know how much I can use the this my data plan. And I would like just stream a blank screen and then just leave it up running, constantly using the upload, because I'm like, I better get my money's worth. I'm not sure. I'm running out of topics right now. I'm not just lying down here, it makes me want to turn my brain off and just go back to sleep, or at least close my eyes. And if I close my eyes, I can't read your messages. Then I feel sad. And then it's like just me talking to myself, which is actually, I suppose, kind of what I do. I wonder what my housemates think about me. Because I'd be like, oh my God, what is he doing? Because he's like just talking. I'm pretty sure because I have like a little bit of sound panels. Not sound dampeners, but the one that like cuts down the echoes by like deflecting. So I have those. I can't afford the sound dampening panels. Those are way too expensive because they require like super dense foam. But I never really asked. I just told them I do webinars, but like I don't know, like from outside, because like whenever they hear me talking, they'll be like, oh, look, it's streaming talking. But he'd be like talking about things for 3 hours just nonstop. Like, I wonder what they think, you know? Your housemates know what you do. They know that I give webinar presentations online and then that I work from home remotely. That's really it. Do your housemates know what you do for work? No. I don't think any one of my. Does anyone? We think. No, no one. My parents don't even know what I do. Because I told them I just do webinars as well. It's easier for me to just say that I do webinars online and I work from home, but I'll be like, shouldn't we have, how's your degree at Rodin Academy turning out for you? I'm like, oh, it's going great, mom and dad. Using that degree to the fullest. Rode Academy really opens up lots of doors and opportunities for me. Any chance one of my housemates to call? No, they're not weebs. None of my housemates are weebs, so like, I don't think they would. One of them is into super into sports, but like only the very slow sports, like golf. And then the other one is like this gardener type, but they're not waves. They don't do anything online. Don't ask about the contents for webinars. No, not really. Easiest diversion is to say you're a voice actor. The problem is, like, they're gonna ask me to do voices if I do that. Like, oh, I'm a voice actor. Oh, give us a voice. Can you like do this thing? That's the thing, chat. Like, there's a lot of people with me. Like, the voice acting is like impressions, but it's not just impressions, you know? Because like imitating an impression, doing an impression is like nice, but there's more to it than that. I need to keep learning too. Leon's really good at it. I shouldn't miss presentation on why women and men of the supernatural phenomenon persuasion are superlative. I don't know. There's just something about like their superpowers that's like really cool. Well, would it even be superpowers? Would it just be like, I don't know. I still think it's really cute. Like if you comment on someone and they're like a ghost and they get really blushy and embarrassed and shy and then they just like phase into the wall and try to get away from you. I think it'd be very cute. Or like if they say a really silly pun or like a really painful pun, they're like, hey, what happens to someone who runs in front of a car? And then you'd be like, I don't know. And they're like, they get tired. What happens if they run behind a car? They get exhausted. And then you just grab a handful of salt and you throw it at them. Just like, whack, like, no, stop it. Bad pun. I just think that would make such a great, like, cute slice of life for comic, that's what my brain just goes to that. That's just, my brain's been affected by slice of life anime chat. I'm so sorry, you love bad puns. Throw this handful of salt. No. Bad. We get like a mister and you just spray them with the s spray mister thing, right? Spray them with holy water. That would happen. If you like sprayed holy water onto like a non-demonic entity, what would happen? Like you spray them and you're like, I'm not a demon. I am I don't know. I'm just a regular ghost. Like it's not gonna have any effect on me, right? Pocket salt. Mind influenced by horror films and slice of life. Is it? It's probably a bad thing that I can see a guy look at a ghost and then, you know, the stereotype of like how if you go around you're shopping, you see someone who's like super attractive and then you imagine like a life together. But like for me, I see a ghost and I imagine like an afterlife together and it's like, man. Salt may come back for you. Happened all the time in Supernatural. I have to admit, I've actually never watched Supernatural. I know it was a big thing back then. I was at the Super Hulock, but I only watched Doctor Who and like some of Sherlock, but I never got into Supernatural. Like, right, yeah. Do you think will happen to if he sprayed holy water on Bettle? He would just get wet and he'd ask me why I'm spraying him. Don't know. I don't think he's possessed by anything demonic. It's pretty okay. Imagine a ghost hanging out trying to do your thing. This priest won't stop chanting at you and spraying you with water. And you go to you're like, hey, like that's not going to work on me because I'm not that kind of an entity. Doctor Who's the only one that was worth it. Runs. It got bad enough that I would wear a bow tie, chat. That's how bad it got. I'm pretty sure I still have my like bow tie collection somewhere. I gotta find it again. I'm pretty sure it's in like a box somewhere deep inside of my attic now. What about Phantom? I don't know if Phantom is a demon. Phantom is more like a dog, you know? Like give it a taste. Would you do a spider demon? Not sure what a spider demon looks like. A bow tie acid. Because I don't have a collar, I don't know if a bow tie would work. It would look like those. Hang on, wait. No, I need to go Google this before I just say it out loud. If because I don't have a collar on my shirt, like I don't actually have a shirt. Yeah, it would actually just look like the bow ties that the guys in Magic Mike wear. Like that's what it would be like because I don't have a collar. So that's what you just end up looking like, you know. Like, look at me. I have like my jacket, but like I don't have a shirt. So if I wore a bow tie, it would just be the collar and the like. You can go look it up right now. Imagine my bow tie. And it's that exact acid right there. That's what it would be. Chippendales. Right? Like that's what it would be. Chippendales bow tie. Yeah, that's exactly that. It would just be that. I always thought it was really silly. Like at that point, just get a choker, right? But no, they had to go out of their way to cut out the collar and specifically just the collar so that there would be something to tie the bow tie onto. Right? It's not just a bow tie. We can't have only a bow tie. No, we need to also include the collar part of the collar, like little flap things. All right, fan artists go. No, oh no, the fan art. Let me get back online and start retweeting. It's gonna be just nothing but that. We need to give it this and reject because Shinria. Sorry, this isn't gonna work out. I'm just not that kind of ghost. Now I'm getting ghosted. But you know, that's not getting ghosted. It's whatever. The pun was there. I took it. I saw the opportunity. It's, I missed, but whatever. Let's see. So, this in shambles. Yeah. The classy Joker. I really do need to figure out how to download this space now. Right, chat. I think we'll just go and call it here. If I stay laying down for any longer, I'm just gonna fall back asleep. Then the entire day is gonna be gone. Gotta go get ready for some stuff today. Need to help out. At least on my part, because Haka has a really cool thing planned for his birthday. Oh, that's 79% already. Wow, this actually takes up a lot of battery power. All right, chat. Thank you for sticking by, stopping by the Twitter space. I hope my internet's good by tonight. But yeah, please keep your eye out for Haka's birthday celebrations. I can't redirect because my live stream is off. So I will trust everyone to be able to go find Haka's channels and the rest of the boys who are currently streaming. Let's see, we had do I oh there we go. Okay. There we go. Thanks for stopping by, everybody. I'll see you all later tonight. Have a good one and get some good food, get some water, hydrate, stretch around a week a little bit. See you later, everybody. Kwasimi. Kwasimi. I can't pop online down and stuff. All right. Bye bye, everyone.